It's time for the North Idaho PrepCast on IdahoSports.com.
That's right. Long time no see. Welcome back. It is the North Idaho PrepCast here on IdahoSports.com, presented by No Vape Idaho, Idaho Public Television's campaign to promote and raise awareness about the dangers of youth vaping. Be smart, don't start. We are here to talk the biggest stories in District 1 and 2 athletics most weeks in, most weeks out here in the great state of Idaho. My name is Brandon Bainey, and we are joined by our North Idaho resident and expert, Ryan Skaggs. What's up, Skaggs?
Long time no see, just living the dream. Unlike I heard you were not feeling the greatest last week after a pretty intense postseason run by you of a lot of games. So, yeah, hope you're feeling better.
A lot of games and a lot of travel, because now I'm like you, right? I live in North Idaho, and getting out of Boise, man, it's a day. It's a day of driving.
It's a jaunt. Yeah, it's a jaunt for sure.
Yeah, so it did. It just kind of took its toll to the point where not only could I not really talk last week, I really struggled. It wouldn't have sounded great, but like I was just like, I almost felt like a zombie, where I was just like, I literally just sat for like a couple of hours, like doing nothing, and I felt so drained. And anyways, it was an out of body experience for sure, but we are back at it. Spring sports season. It's time. I've dusted off my Boston Red Sox coffee mug. Baseball season for the big leagues is just around the corner. Here locally, we've had some early baseball and softball results, but today, Skaggs, it's all about the winter sports. One final peek back at the boys basketball, girls basketball, and wrestling seasons that were. It's time for the Skaggsies. Now, this is every season, whether it's fall, winter, spring. Ryan here on the PrepCast always does his all North Idaho teams. And you do a great job of recognizing standout student athletes that represented North Idaho. You do a large school and a small school division, so everybody gets represented. And I think it's one of the great things, one of the unique things that none of our other PrepCasters do in our other regions. So
I've always been one to be either a trendsetter or be different. So, in 39 years, it hasn't deviated. So yeah, with no further ado, I guess we can jump into this. But no, I mean, the kids are the ones that need the notoriety. They're the ones that put in the effort and the time in the gym or on the mat, and all that extra time on the road on bus trips and the parents. And there's communities involved in all this too. So it's kind of it's a team effort. And this is just one way of kind of providing a glimpse at some of the kids that deserve the notoriety. And you know, that's why we do this. I grew up like reading the newspaper as a kid, and we always had like these all region teams or all league teams, and so they still do all league stuff, but some of the bigger awards and stuff kind of went by the wayside as the internet's kind of taken over print media and stuff like that. So you know, some of the stuff gets lost, and these kids wouldn't get a mention unless we do something about it. And so that's why I'm doing it.
Yeah, well, let's start with your favorite sport and mine, wrestling, and take a look at this all-wrestling North Idaho team. Of course, the state championships were 2 weeks ago. We didn't have any team champions for North Idaho. Post-fall went and competed pretty well, but Meridian won their fourth straight 5A title there. And we did have some incredible individual efforts, and that will be noted here. So here's how we're going to do this, Ryan. I kind of just put them all into a Word document, and I will share that on the screen so everybody can see the list. That way, if you are watching this on the IdahoSports.com YouTube channel or Facebook page or Twitter account, I would recommend you make your screen full size. And for those that are listening at IdahoSports.com or wherever you download and subscribe to podcasts, we're going to run through all the names so you can just tune in that way. And are you going to be putting these out on your Twitter account?
I will. Well? Yeah, I'll be putting them out on Twitter. And I'll leave a footnote, too. With wrestling last year, I kind of went based off of state placers. This year, I went like nobody knows rankings like wrestling parents and wrestling fans, as you've learned doing the Matt Chat. So I actually have criteria for these all North Idaho teams. I went to the track wrestling. I did the head-to-head records between the wrestlers. I also took into account common opponents as well. So these are pretty accurate. I feel like I probably have some of the most accurate. If the state put out one of these teams, this one would be pretty darn accurate.
Are you trying to audition for a spot on our rankings crew next year, Skaggs? You know, we do pay to do that during the season. You got the time and resources for that?
I mean, it's a matter of opening Track Wrestling and typing in a kid's name, and then you can highlight and hit the search button and see if the other kid's name pops up in their match history. But yeah, it wasn't terribly hard, but yeah,
that's part of it.
I don't want to slight anybody saying like, oh yeah, it's easy, but like, I mean, it just took time.
There's some context that can be applied to,
for sure. Yeah. I mean, and there was times where it's like, you know, there was some matches where like the kids split and it was like one match ended in the first round. And then their last match went to sudden victory. So, I mean, you know, they split going opposite directions. One kid won the other time and the other one won the other time. So I went to criteria of best overall record and finish at state. That's how I split the tiebreak. So, yeah, with no further, I mean, we can walk through this, but we can talk about that later off air too, but about doing the ranking stuff. But this is just something I feel like wrestlers kind of get, I don't want to say you get the short end of the stick as far as time goes, but they have their own dang prep cast every week during the season, so you can't complain too much.
What more could you want? I don't know. Here's what I will say. We have a lot of people tuning in live here, Skaggs. I think the key is just go away for a week and don't tell anybody, because then they're like, where's the prep cast? And when they see it coming back, they're like, oh, we gotta tune in. No, of course not. That's not our strategy. But if you are watching and you see one of your favorite student athletes, give them a shout out in the comments. We'll throw it up on the screen too as we go through these All North Idaho teams. But here it is, Skaggs. We start with wrestling. And let's just go through it. At 98 pounds, you've got a first team and a second team selection here. It's all classifications. Yep. Right away, two 5A guys out of the chute, Rocco White from Coeur d'Alene, Gage Lofton from Post Falls at 98.
Yep, and both state placers. And both, you know, had great seasons for their respective programs. And Rocco getting the first team nod and then Gage getting the second team nod, I think is very fair with those two at 98 pounds. And just hats off to a great season. I like this next one with 106.
Yeah, this might be one of the best stories of the season. Caden Schaff from Nez Perce wins the 2A state championship at 106 pounds. Wyatt Carey from Timberlake, state runner-up, second team at 106.
Yeah, so Caden wins the state championship for the 2A. I mean, he wrestled with Grangeville for a large portion of the season. You know, he was a tri-state placer as well. Wyatt Carey had a phenomenal season as well for the Tigers, finishing as a state runner up in the 3A tournament. But Caden Schaff, and there were some other names that I threw in the mix. I mean, you could go through my notes and I've got like a list of like six kids per weight that were like in contention for these teams. So, I mean, I really did my homework trying to like pick the creme de la creme of who's there and, you know, win one for the small schools. Like Caden Schaff getting the nod there on the first team is pretty awesome.
Another state champ at 113, Carson Leonard from Lakeland, the 4A state champ. Kelby Harvey from St. Mary's on your second team at 113.
Yeah, and Carson had a great tournament in the 4A tournament. He did a great job at 113, and that was an awesome job by him. And Kelby Harvey finishing fifth place in the 2A tournament. I mean, he was a state placer as well, so had himself a heck of a season.
120. This was also one of the great stories of the season. Ryder Seguin from Post Falls, state champion, missed a chunk of the season with an injury, and it was a real toss up as to whether he was going to get back in time to hit the finish line. Not only does he return, he finishes the job. He's your first team 120 selection. Tanner George from Coeur d'Alene makes the second team.
Yeah, and you know, you talk about Ryder, but Tanner had finished fourth at 5A. It's a state tournament, had himself a heck of a season. This one was really tough because you could throw Will Rossi in the mix as well. You could throw Jaron Knopp from Lakeland. He finished fifth. Ricky Harrelson from Kellogg was also out there. He finished fifth at 2A, but the top two there, Ryder and Tanner, were the ones that kind of took the cake there.
Yep. 126, Mason Rogers from Coeur d'Alene, the first team. Brandon Williams from Bonner's Ferry makes your second team.
So this one is one I had to go to criteria to really pick, because there was a couple other state placers out there like Chase Scribner from Kellogg, but Brandon was a state qualifier at Bonner's Ferry. Had a great season. He just had a really tough draw at the state tournament. That bracket he was in was brutal at 3A. There was a whole host of dudes that he ran into and had himself a great season. But so he's my second team nod, but Mason Rogers taking fifth at 5A, and then District Champ making his way into state tournament, had himself a good season. And that's your one first and second team there at 126.
All right. Our first comment comes in here. It's about the Matt Chat Prepcast. This is from Megan Haas. The Matt Chat Prepcast is the best, and you know it. Hey, it is one of it is our most popular prepcast.
It's awesome, man. It is awesome. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I try to at least tune in when I can. And Tuesday nights are kind of rough for me with family life and everything else. So that's the only reason I think I'm probably not on there more regularly. But it's you guys do a phenomenal job, and I love how you push everybody's buttons just by mentioning basketball all the time. I know you're doing it on purpose, so it's kind of fun to see you stir the pot there.
For sure. That ties into our 132 selections. Hoyt Haas from Lewiston, the state champ at the 5A ranks. He's your first team. Coulter Wood from Kellogg, who also had an outstanding season. He's your second team selection at 132.
Yeah, and I forgot to mention that Coulter Wood was a state runner-up at 2A for Kellogg, and he had himself, like you said, a great season. Hoyt Haas, what a career, man. He's going to be wrestling at the next level, and it well deserved, and just a great story and a great kid. Their family, they're always a part of what their kids do. And, I don't see anything stopping once he makes another stop at the next level in wrestling in college. And, look for big things from Hoyt, because he's been a great one to watch. And we've been privileged to kind of have a front row seat to that journey.
Going to North Idaho College, Idaho's only collegiate wrestling program, which is still unbelievable, but
yeah,
another topic for another day.
Great program too, by the way. Plug for the Cardinals. They're a great team. So
yeah, Derek Booth, Post Falls alum, now leading the Cardinals. It has been an awesome season for the Cards for sure. Hey, more love for the Match at Prepcast. Here's Becky Wood. Agree. She agrees with Megan. And again, yeah. Megan said the Match at Prepcast is the best. And North Idaho Prepcast a close second, right, Skaggs?
Yeah, it's very, very, very close. I mean, we had to go to tie-breaking criteria in order for us to be second, but yeah.
That's right. And this is, now that we get to 138 pounds, this is the first time where we see Ryan where, hey, you didn't just go chalk and go along state champion lines, because your first team selection is Shane Sherrill from Sandpoint. He supplants a state champion from Priest River in Colm McClemtag, who took the state championship at the 3A level, but he's your second team selection here at 138.
Yeah, I mean, Colby winning at 2A, I mean, was a great finish and a great season, but Shane head-to-head handled him this year, and they faced each other a couple times. And Shane had a crazy tough draw in 4A, and he took third at state tournament, so it's not like he didn't do anything this year. I mean, he still had a podium finish at state and finished, one of two kids in his bracket, one of a few kids in his bracket to finish with a win. You only get three of those guys if you get first, third, or fifth to finish the year on a win. But, Shane had a great season, and he did a great job for Sandpoint at 138. He is just one tough cookie. I mean, we talk about him a lot in football, just watching how physical he is, and he carries that onto the mat. And, those are both two very deserving individuals. But the small school guys have been making an absolute presence in this list. I mean, the 2A's and 3A's are all over, sprinkled through this all North Idaho team.
Yeah, that 4A 138 was no joke. It was
it was legit.
That was a gauntlet full of tough dudes. Here's HA Haas. Shane is a great kid too. That's the best part about this is all of these young men and women we're going to talk about are outstanding individuals.
They're awesome kids. Yeah, absolutely awesome kids. So there's nothing to be slighted on it with that. So absolutely.
Yep. All right. 145. Your first team is the state champion from Post Falls, Tyson Barnhart. Jager Hall from Kellogg makes your second team at 145.
Tyson, coming in, I mean, you kind of watch him over the years, being able to see the maturation with him as a wrestler, and for him to break that ceiling now as a state title winner in the 5A ranks, that's a crazy good job for him this year in a tough weight class. And Jager Hall, with what a career for Kellogg, man. I mean, he's been everything for that program and deserves every accolade. I mean, he had a great season as well. And I'm going through my notes here. What, he took third at 2A. I mean, that's a great finish. And also kind of mixed in there was Colton Tucker from Coeur d'Alene finished third. And then you had Brebner from St. Mary's was in the mix too at this weight. There was a pretty tough one to choose somebody out of that mix.
Yeah, for sure. 152, one of my favorites because he was in the chat every Matt Chat Prepcast. Damian Hamilton from Post Falls. He was a state runner up at the 5A level. He's your first team. Colm's brother, Caden McClintag from Priest River, makes your second team at 152.
Yeah, and Caden, you know, third place finish at state. Great season. And Damian had a great season as well. You talk about tough draws. I mean, 52 at 5A was brutal as well. You know, but those kids earn it. I mean, they finish with a state runner up. There's no like boo-hoo poo-poo about that one. Like that's a heck of a finish and a great season by both those individuals. So yeah, great job by both those young men.
No boo-hoo poo-poo. I like that. Yeah, that was good. Okay, I'm going to maneuver down the document a little bit here so we can see the rest of our weights as they line up here. And let's go to 160 where Trey Smith of Post Falls, he was the 5A runner-up, but he's your first team 160 selection. And then Aiden Yearout from St. Mary's makes the second team. Trey Smith, the fact that he wasn't even able to come back and compete this year after suffering a pretty serious infection and complications from it right around his knee, it was a remarkable story.
Yeah, you and I know from experience about that, and like that's no joke. And so the fact that he even made it back for districts, I just kind of shook my head. I'm like, all right, man, like, you know, that's your call. And that's with you and your family making that decision. But the fact that he was not only able to come back, but he was able to make it to the title match at 5A is just absolutely bonkers. And so, you know, to finish as a state runner-up, and Aiden Yura had a great, great season for St. Mary's, finished third at 2A in the state tournament. I mean, both – awesome seasons from both young men, and a lot to be proud about with those programs as well.
Yep. Go up 10 pounds to 170. Seth Martin from Post Falls, the state champ, your first team selection, and Jonathan Hansen from Timberlake on the second team. You and I saw him. He was a bowling ball during football season, similar approach in wrestling.
Yeah. And I mean, just tough. You talk about two tough dudes right there. Between Seth Martin is just an absolute monster. You watch him on the mat, commands your attention if he's out there. There could be, you know, six mats going on, and all your eyes are always drawn to his matches just by the way he just wrestles so dang hard. Hansen is, like you said, a bowling ball. I just look at him and he's just a mauler. He's one of those guys who just steps out there and just goes and attacks dudes. And he had a great finish. You know, I'm looking through my notes. I mean, Seth obviously first. Jonathan finished fourth at 3A. There's, you know, Ramsey Ranio from Kellogg was right there too with a third place podium finish. I mean, there's no honorable mentions, but I mean, we can kind of go through that and you can draw conclusions in your mind. You'll really see it when we get to 195 was an absolute brutal to pick. But that great season from both those guys.
Yeah, and we will get to 195 right after 182. Gabe Grassel from Coeur d'Alene, state runner-up at the 5A ranks, your first team selection. And then Luke Schell, another tough dude from that Timberlake football team that's also a wrestler. He made your second team at 182.
Yeah, I mean, this one went down to criteria too because there's been some head-to-heads. And Gabe, obviously the state runner-up at 5A, huge, great finish for him. And Luke, you know, fifth place that, you know, at state, that's a great finish for him. And you know, just a fun kid to watch. I mean, both those young men are great and just physical specimens. You look at them out there on the mat, they're, you know, built from granite. You'd look at them. So, but yeah, I mean, great seasons for both of them and very well deserving of landing on this team.
Now we go to 195 where Garrett Leonard from Lake City ends up being your first team selection. Bass Myers from Clearwater Valley, state champion at the 2A meet at 195. He was your second team selection.
This one was so hard. This one was so hard because you also had Kendall Sage from Post Falls that finished fourth. You had Jordan Tyler from Sandpoint that was a state runner-up that's not on this list. I mean, Trey Gibson was at this list too. I mean, he's finished third for St. Mary's. There's no slight for any of those guys and the seasons and the careers that they had. This one was so dang hard. I literally had to go to common opponent to pick who got first and second team in this one. Garrett, you know, with the finish at Tri-State that he had, with some of the other tournament finishes that he had as well that got the edge. He only had one loss on the season, if I'm not mistaken, or two losses. Bass had one or two losses on the season. No slight. I think it's kind of 1A, 1B here. I would take either one of these guys on my roster as a hammer at 195. And any of the guys that were left out, like Jordan and Trey and Kendall, are all dudes too. I mean, you talk about an absolute loaded bracket. If we had like an all-state lineup, like 195 would just be brutal. And it would be loaded with North Idaho dudes too. Like we did okay at the upper weights.
Definitely. Bass Myers, first Clearwater Valley State Wrestling Champion since 2018, Skaggs. It is the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9th individual champion in school history for Clearwater Valley. Now, one gentleman, Bart Johnson, won back-to-back heavyweight titles in 96 and 97. So Bass Myers is one of eight individuals that has walked the hallways at Clearwater Valley to win a state title.
Bart was an NCAA wrestler. He went to wrestle at Boise State. So, I mean, that Johnson family, you talk about dudes that are loaded with talent. But, Bass Myers, with finishing a state championship, this year, is just an awesome job from him. And I know Garrett wanted the state championship, too, in the 5A. And he just – that bracket was so tough. His draw was tough. Seeding was – I don't want to say – it was darn near impossible, I think, to seed that bracket correctly, just with how much talent was there. But, the career that he had at Lake City too, I mean, he went down the record books with wins for a career and stuff like that too. So both very deserving young men.
Yep. All right. 220. Dylan Scott from Lakeland. He was the 4A state runner up. He is your first team selection. Porter Whipple from Kamei. Now this is the fun part. Kamei and Clearwater Valley wrestled together, just to make the numbers bigger. Of course, they're rivals in every other sport, but Porter Whipple from Kamei, your second team selection at 220.
Yeah. And once again, this is another one that you don't necessarily get the head to heads, because you had like Sebastian Mossman from Lake City that was there. Caleb Grohl from Priest River was in the mix. So, I mean, there's guys that are out there, but going down to head to head opponents and common opponent and then state finish. And that's kind of how I came up with seeding this one. But Dylan with the state runner up at 4A, phenomenal season. Porter, you talk about what he done not only on the gridiron for football, we talk about him a ton on the prep cast, but what he was able to do this year on the mat, he's more than deserving that second team nod.
Yep. And then the heavyweight, 285 plus, King David Rhodes from Lewiston, your first team selection. Taylor Dodd from Bonner's Ferry, second team.
King David Rhodes, like, I know his mom really well, went to high school with his mom. You watch him out there as a heavyweight, he's a mauler. He didn't finish on the podium at 5A, which I know was probably a big disappointment for him. He qualified for state. And we had other guys out there. Carter Vanek finished fourth at 4A at heavyweight. Scott Soton from St. Mary's finished runner-up. Taylor Dodd was a qualifier, finishing fourth for Bonner's Ferry. But I had to go head-to-head, and King David Rose had wins over everybody. And, it wasn't close. I mean, you go to the North Idaho Rumble – just a month ago, and he walked through that bracket pretty much to a championship there in that tournament. So I couldn't not select him as the first team nod, just because it's about North Idaho guys, and he beat all the other North Idaho guys, and Taylor was right there with him I think he lost to him in the title match at the North Idaho Rumble, if I'm not mistaken. But two very deserving men, and that they're going to go on to do great things if their futures, if they wrestle or play football or whatever it's going to be. I mean, two just big commanding dudes that, put a lot out there on the line and had great seasons and great careers.
Yep. Carter Vanek from Lakeland, correct me if I'm wrong. First time he ever went out for wrestling, right?
Yep. First time ever wrestling, finished fourth at state. Say that's a high bar to set.
Yeah, that's
he's a great kid too. I got to congratulate him online. And we watch him a lot in football and stuff too. And the fact that he turned out, it's not an easy sport to just walk into at the high school level. You got guys that have been wrestling their entire life, since they're 4 years old, to step foot on the mat as an upperclassman in high school, zero experience, and go placing fourth at state. That doesn't happen every day. And so, great job by Carter and a great season. Hopefully he turns out next year, because he'd be a dark horse pick with a little bit more time on the mat to win a state championship at heavyweight next year. I mean, that's absolutely.
I could definitely see that path. Cody Roberts in the chat. Lakeland has some great coaches for sure.
Absolutely, yeah. They do. Yeah, and that, yep. that's one thing. I mean, we gave Coach of the Year to Pete Reardon, but I mean, you could do a who's who. Lakeland finish. I mean, I've never seen a 4-team tie for the top of the podium, like we saw at 4A with a split state champion and then a split third place. Like I don't know if that's ever happened, but no. I mean, that just says a lot with the quality of coaches that we've got in North Idaho and the quality of the. You go all the way down to the youth level and those little guy teams that are out there and the club aspect in North Idaho is just something I think it rivals like high school football in Texas is what I might equate it to, is that just the buy-in and the communities that are involved. So you've got a club in Post Falls with 300 and some odd kids. I mean, that's just, you go to Clearwater Valley and you've got like 78 kids on a little guy team in a town that has like 350, 400 people or something like that. I mean, it's like, you look at the numbers and it's just astounding what these club coaches and the high school coaches that invest in their club teams do. And the results show right here. I mean, you see it in the postseason.
Yeah. And you mentioned Pete Reardon of Post Falls, your coach of the year for wrestling. One last story about Post Falls wrestling, and then we'll transition. But this is from Bethany. We talked about Trey Smith, that 160-pound stud from Post Falls High, and how he really had to battle back. And just look at this story. 5.5 weeks out of surgery, that's when he came back to win the state championship. He ended up getting a strep infection down at Raleigh Lane through Matt Byrne, ended up going septic from his groin all the way to his ankle. Nothing torn or broken, just really bad infection. And when you're talking about near joints and stuff, that's very serious.
It's so painful too. Oh, it's painful.
Yeah. She said, he got it cleaned out in immediate physical therapy. And then she adds, as his mom, we kept in immediate touch with his surgeon and PCP, got cleared 5 days before districts. Couldn't be more proud of Trey. There was a big fundraiser, of course, to help pay for the medical expenses and everything that Trey and his mom had to endure. And she says, I want to thank everyone who reached out and helped. As a single mom, it meant the world to have the backing of the wrestling community. And that's what makes this wrestling community.
That's what it's all about.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it's all about. Like that, the goosebumps, but you know, is communities embracing, and like, and nobody knows the community aspect in relation to youth sports like the wrestling community. I mean, unless you're in it, you just don't know. And it is something that is just absolutely to be marveled of, where you have, you know, single parents that, you know, gets help from other parents and other coaches. And it's like, you know, nobody's kid walks alone in this sport. And that's the amazing part about it, is that there's people, not just mom and dad or, you know, aunts and uncles or grandparents behind these kids, but you got other people's parents that are involved, coaches that are involved. And, you know, that's the beautiful thing about the sport of wrestling and the great thing about where we live. I mean, that just it screams about the quality of people that we have in North Idaho.
Yep. Pretty awesome. Here's Becky Wood in the chat as well. Coach Miller and Coach Birdie from Kellogg have grown the Kellogg Silver Valley Wrestling Program. I believe they made a national listing for most registered wrestlers in a youth program. That's awesome.
That's awesome. And Coach Miller and Birdie, like, they were on my list for Coach of the Year, but I mean, Pete did such a great job, I think, with that program, with some of the steps. It was really hard to pick a Coach of the Year. Just because we've had so many guys that have stepped up and done great jobs with their programs. But, you know, we didn't get a state champion team, but the individual efforts, I think we talked about it leading up to state, you know, it was going to be pretty impressive on what the North was going to do at state this year with individual efforts. And it definitely showed up.
Yep. And here's Ray Jean. I think Trey took second at state. You are right, Ray. Jacob Blandford from Middleton beat Trey in a very hotly contested match. So, yes. sometimes when I'm typing this stuff up, you know, I've got fog brain from being sick. Speaking of Skags, I'm going to give you a mulligan here because I did not see a girls wrestling list.
I forgot to attach it.
Next week.
We'll do it next week, and I'll also have it on Twitter too. So don't let me off the hook on that one. That is absolutely my flub, and we didn't have the show, and so I put the show out of sight, out of mind last week, and then I realized before we came on, I'm like, oh crap, yeah, I forgot to attach it. Sorry.
Nope, you're totally good. So next week we'll give you those girls wrestling award winners because there was a lot of good females up here.
Absolutely, in wrestling. Absolutely, yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to get to our basketball awards in just a moment. But first, if you're from Idaho and between 13 and 18 years old, enter the No Vape video contest to expose the shadowy commercial tobacco marketing tactics behind vaping. Just create and upload your 90-second vape bashing masterpiece, and you could win a portion of the more than $10,000 in prize money being awarded. You can enter April 1st, and then winners will be announced May 1st. Raise your voice about the dangers of vaping and win big cash prizes from No Vape Idaho. That's No with a K-N-O-W right there in the top corner. No Vape Idaho. And again, that's kind of a cool video contest for all of our teenagers out there. You could win, you know, part of a $10,000 pot of money.
No, I think that that Lewiston video crew should be getting involved. I know we've been mentioning it. I got a chance to watch some high school baseball that they broadcast. They did a phenomenal job with that and with the District 2 All-Star game. Like that group of kids, they do such an awesome job, and I'll give them kudos on the PrepCast. Man, the future is bright for the broadcasting industry with kids like that. Holy cow.
Yeah, they're awesome. That high school group does it right for sure. Okay, let's get to our basketball awards here. Skaggs, we'll start with girls basketball and large school, 5A, 4A, 3A. Coach of the year, Nicole Simmons from Coeur d'Alene, of course, led the Vikings to their second consecutive state championship. Player of the year, though, from the crosstown rival, Avery Waddington, the future Montana Lady Grizz, D1 player.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about, and it feels like girls basketball ended like an eon ago, but Coach Simmons did a great job with that team down the stretch. I mean, Lake City obviously was, you know, running on the top of the heap for a while. Coeur d'Alene got him in the district championship game, and you know, that Vikings team, they turned the corner at the right time, the right players show up at the right time with the right coaching. And I mean, that Viking team was just hotter than a pistol entering the state tournament, and Lake City played their tails off too. I mean, you see an all Coeur d'Alene final was awesome to see. No State of Ada teams and you know, District 3 was omitted from state championship games was in the girls basketball. Chef's kiss to the competitive balance, I think, with you know, what's going on in the state of Idaho. And I said it on Twitter too, is that, you know, high school basketball, especially on the girls side, is alive and thriving in North Idaho. And you know, this list just kind of screams the level of talent that we have.
Yeah, first team. And you put 6 on the first team and I think 7 on the second team. That's something I always give you a flack for. Because you know, there's only, you know, five on the floor at any time. But first team.
I give a sixth man, but the sixth man's a starter. Like, come on. Like,
yeah. No, I got you. I just like giving you
sixth man award is the one that bothers me, because it's like you have all these starters that play every game that do so great. And then you're like, you're gonna pick the best first person off the bench instead of somebody else that's been starting. Like, that one kind of doesn't really compute. That's my wrestling brain being broken.
Well, it's just signifying the top bench player is all. It's not they're not taking a spot on our, you're talking about our all tournament teams. They're not taking a spot on the all tournament team. It's a separate designation.
I know.
Anyways, Tegan Colvin, Maddie Mitchell, both from Coeur d'Alene, Sophia Zufelt from Lake City, Landry Simon from Lakeland, Carly Banks from Sandpoint, Taryn Bateman from Bonners Ferry on your first team. And then your second team, Skaggs, you've got Kalia Frazee from Lake City, Brooklyn Brennan from Post Falls, Reese DeGroot from Lewiston. Those are all 5A girls. Brecken Meyer from Sandpoint really came on in the second half of the season. Lila Kiefer from Lakeland on there as well. And then a couple of 3A girls, Diana Nelson from Timberlake, who was a great post player, and Aisha Abubakari from Bonners Ferry, one of our favorites here on the North Idaho PrepCast.
Yeah, I believe she might be a seventh-year senior. I mean, I don't know. It feels like she's been around forever and a day, because we've been talking about her since she was a freshman. I say that jokingly. It's like the Jordan Shipley syndrome when people talked about him in college at wide receiver at Clemson. It felt like he was there for 17 years. But that's not a slight. She's a very intelligent person. I'm not saying she got help back, but
obviously she's just been
explaining myself, I guess. But like, yeah,
she is a three sport athlete. She's been an impact starter from day one of her freshman year. So it's just a name we've heard a lot over her high school career.
Exactly. And Taryn Bateman's going to be right there as a freshman stepping onto that Badger team and having the season that she did, the 3A IML player of the year, you know, just kind of picking some names off this list. I mean, you talk about, you know, one of the unsung players. I mean, we talk a lot about Lake City. Sophia Zufel, you talk about the career that she had at Lake City. Just a phenomenal job, you know, with the T-Wolves. And, you know, there's some great players on that list. Rhys DeGroot from Lewiston, I think, was kind of overlooked a little bit because the Bengals didn't necessarily have the success that they were hoping for, but still a great player on that team. And, you know, Lila Kiefer had a great, you know, great season. And Landry Simon, I think, you know, you got to watch a little bit more at State. Obviously, you saw these games and some of these players play and doing some of their games. And Landry was a game changer for that Lakeland team. I mean, you talk about things kind of the tide changing with that program, with hiring Tyrell Derrick as coach and, you know, kind of melding that with the talent that was already in the program. You can see things going in the right direction with that Lakeland team. And, you know, what better time? I hope to goodness that things change and they get a second bid next year to stay out of that league, but we'll see what happens with the league expansion. I don't think that's going to necessarily be the case year one. But yeah, I mean, anyone on this list, I mean, you could say the second team, that they could be first team players too. Like, that's just how the level of talent that we have in North Idaho.
Yeah, Landry Simon reminded me a lot of Avery Waddington. Tall. Yeah. I mean, she's not as tall as Avery. She's about 6 foot, but great guard skills. Yeah, she'll be a fun one to watch next year also. Okay, let's go to your small school selections then. This is 2A, 1A D1, 1A D2. Ron Ireland of Kendrick, your coach of the year. He told me before the championship, hey, win, lose, or draw, this is it for me. And he goes out a winner, leading Kendrick to the girls' basketball title. Madeline Green from Grangeville, the player of the year as well. Both well-deserved honors for those two.
Yeah, and you go through that. I mean, Coach Ireland did such a great job with that team. I mean, he inherited it. I mean, he returned a ton of talent. You talk about, like, what he's built with that program. And from the freshman year of the senior girls watching, you know, a loss at State and then coming back their senior year and taking home the championship is a great group for that, you know, great turnaround and finish for that group of kids. And going out with their coach, that senior class with Coach Ireland walking out into the sunset, you know, kind of a perfect picture and perfect ending for that Kendrick team. And, you know, well-deserved and well-earned, you know, accolades for that group. So you look at the first team, Macy Jerome, somebody didn't get talked about a ton. I mean, but a great season. You know, Lexi Schumacher from Prairie, great season. Ruby Stewart, Kennedy Kirk, you talk about the powers down there in 1A D2, in that White Pine 1A D2. Like, that was, you talk about battles with those teams. Samara Pavalki from Lapway had herself a great season. And then Karis Barger from Grangeville at guard. One of the more exciting point guards I saw play in girls basketball last year. That girl's just motor goes. There is no, it's like all gas, no brakes.
Only a sophomore too, right?
I know.
She'll be, CIL opponent, Central Idaho League. Yeah, spoiler alert, Grangeville's going to be pretty good again next year. Your second team. You've got from the 2A ranks, Addison Vanderwall and Maddie Thacker, both of Grangeville, 1A D1. You've got Brittany Phillips from Wallace, Skylyn Picard from Lapway, Lainey Landmark from Kamei, and then at the 1A D2 level, Haley Taylor from Kendrick and Araya Wood from Deary.
It's like a 1A and 1B team. I mean, you can't really say this is first and second team. It's just like, really good and really good. I don't like, you could play those two teams against each other, that game goes to OT. I mean, let's be real about it. Like, there's a ton of talent out there on the floor. Haley Taylor had herself a heck of a career for the Tigers. Lainey Landmark had a great season at Kamei, just flying under the radar a little bit. I mean, they were, you know, broken the North Idaho nine a few times, but not able to get that ticket punched to the state tournament, but that in a very tough conference. And how tough does that conference get next year with Kendrick coming up? You know, there's no favors done for anybody next year in that league. Araya Wood had a great year at Deary. Brittany Phillips at Wallace, you know, carried that minors team much of the season, and, you know, great job with that group. And, you know, Addison Vanderwall and Maddie Thacker, I mean, just great players down there at Grangeville. That Grangeville team, you know, took Sandpoint to the wire or midway through the year and then played in the championship game at the Avista tournament against this third place at 2A in the state of Washington, Clarkson Bantam team. Like, you talk about Grangeville being battle tested. That team played an absolute brutal schedule You know, and ran out of gas a little bit there in the state playoffs, but still a great season for Grangeville. But and then Skylyn Picard from Lapway had herself a heck of a season as well. So well deserving for all those girls.
Yeah, in the chat here, Skags, we've got Wallace head girls basketball coach Nicole Farkas. Woohoo! Way to go, Wallace. Yes, it was so fun to watch those ladies play, and I know they fell a little short against Lakeside in the district championship, but it was a great season for Wallace nonetheless. Anthony says, proud of everyone, and that's a good way to sum it up for sure.
Absolutely.
We wrap up with boys basketball. This just happened, you know, 2 weeks ago. Large school, 5A, 4A, 3A. The story here, Ryan, is Bonner's Ferry, first championship in school history, led by Nathan Williams, the coach, his son Asher Williams, just a junior. They are the coach of the year and the player of the year for the large school for the All North Idaho team.
Well, there was a great write-up in the Coeur d'Alene Press about Coach Williams, too, and the kind of career arc that he took as far as ending up at Bonner's Ferry and, you know, starting from the ranks of playing in the Coeur d'Alene, like Parks and Rec League with some of those kids and the Batemans and everybody else that was involved. But yeah, Asher had himself a phenomenal season. I mean, not just a tournament. I know he was a 3A all tournament MVP at the state tournament, but I mean, you talk about season beginning to end, it was his stat lines and what he was able to accomplish this year was just some gaudy numbers that he had for the Badgers. And he was the straw that stirred the drink, you know, for that team, but they had so much talent and firepower on that team and just a great team effort. And congratulations again for that state championship. That I know that means a ton to that community too.
Yeah. And it didn't strike me until I was putting together the graphics for our all tournament teams and I was getting an action shot of Asher Williams, but man, he looks just like his dad. Yeah, they look just like each other. It's uncanny. It's
really like they got thrown into the dryer a little too long, and there's Asher.
For sure. They're great, of course. And I got to see Coach Williams for just a hot second before the championship game 2 weeks ago. And, of course, assistant coach Christian Wiener as well. Got to see him for a quick handshake and a good luck. And, yeah, it was really fun to see Bonner's Ferry bring home the title. Your first team, all North Idaho large school, Logan Orchard from Coeur d'Alene, Jordan Bramlett from Lewiston, Reese Strawn from Lake City, Neil McCarthy from Post Falls, all from the 5A ranks. You had also Carter Rupp from Coeur d'Alene, so five 5A guys, and then Tyler Engelson, the dynamic point guard for Timberlake, on your first team.
Yeah, and you just look at individual efforts and what they were able to do this year. The one that stands out to me, Reese Strong, and he garnered a ton of attention at the state tournament with some of the efforts that he had, and rightfully so. I mean, he kind of played, I don't want to say second fiddle to the group that he played behind, but, I mean, you talk about the talent that he had to play with the last few years at Lake City, and once those guys graduated that group, I mean, you talk – four guys that are playing college basketball, three of them are Division I athletes. You know, and then you turn to Reese and you're like, all right, it's your time to shine. He stood up and he took over that Lake City team and led them, you know, to a consolation game and just I don't want to say surprising finish, but like they exceeded, in my mind, they exceeded expectations this year, and a great finish for that Lake City crew. And a great season in, you know, there's not a lot to be ashamed of there. Jordan Bramlett for Lewiston had a great career for the Bengals and a great season with them. And Carter Rupp at Coeur d'Alene. I mean, that Coeur d'Alene team was exciting to watch. They just, you know, you could see it a little bit with the tough win that they had and ended up falling short there in that semifinal game. But, you know, that just, a great season by Coeur d'Alene to say, and then Neil McCarthy from Post Falls had a great season as well. And the dynamic little point guard there out of Post Falls, great job for being on the first team there.
Yeah. Coeur d'Alene fell in overtime to Timberline in the semifinals. Alex Coe game winning three with like less than 10 seconds to go, just a dagger in the heart for the Vikings. On your second team, from the 5A ranks, Caden Simmons, young sophomore for Coeur d'Alene High, Ryland Gomez from Lewiston, who I got to do a Lewiston game in person this year. He was a beast underneath against much larger competition. He's a dude for sure. Alex Shields from Post Falls, Ian Hillman, the 6'6" behemoth from Moscow. He might be like 6'7", 6'8". He's a big dude. And then, And then the Bateman cousins, right? Trey and Thomas from Bonner's Ferry.
Yeah, and I couldn't leave. It was like I felt like I had to pick one of them, and I couldn't. Because they both individually have their game is so different from one another. They're cousins, but like they have different roles in that Bonner's Ferry team. And Bonner's Ferry, frankly, doesn't win the state championship without the two of those guys. As great of a game as Asher Williams had, that you know you can turn back to it, and then you know Rice stepped in the championship game too and hit some huge buckets for the Badgers to pull away in that one. But you know both Trey and Thomas had great seasons for the Badgers, and huge part of that state championship run for them.
For sure. All right. Before we go to our small school, we were talking about how Asher Williams is like a carbon copy of head coach Nathan Williams from Bonner's Ferry. Josh in the chat says Ash has like 4 inches on him though. LOL. Yes, that's true. It's true. a taller version. Of
I said Williams. Like get thrown in the dryer, but I don't know how you do like he ages less. I don't know. He's got like Benjamin Button. Yeah. He's the Benjamin Button of his dad.
My experience is things shrink in the dryer, not expand. Yeah,
I know. I was trying to think of like he's not smaller than his dad, but he's like, yeah, the youthful version, but taller, youthful. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
What I mean.
Yeah, it's all good. Hey, we're a little rusty. All right, we haven't done this in 2 weeks. Here are your small school selections. Lapway gets revenge over Lakeside in the championship. They win their third 1A D1 title in 4 seasons. Zach Eastman, your coach of the year. Case Why Not, your player of the year. I mean, there's just nothing left to be said for Case Why Not in what's been a legendary career at Lapway.
Yeah, I mean, Case, you talk about a heck of a career and what he was able to do for the Wildcats. And, you know, he could be player of the century in small school ball in the state of Idaho, for anybody in the state of Idaho. I mean, the career scoring record leader, and just – what he meant to that Lapway program and that team, and he spoke volumes with his effort. I mean, it was that the hours that you didn't see him putting in, you see the efforts on Friday night, Saturday night when he's playing games, but what you don't see is he's getting in the gym at 5 o'clock in the morning, hitting 500 free throws. Like you don't, you know, he's going in and he's doing resistance band drills, going up for rebounds. He's doing all of these things that, you know, in the background that's how he got so good. Was that he put in a ton of effort and a ton of time to get to that next level and that next step. And that's why he's going to be, you know, playing for a ranked Utah State team next year, you know, in the Mountain West Conference, the best conference in basketball on the West Coast. Like, there it is. I mean, you can't really – it's pretty definitive right now. But, he's earned it. And that's just a great job by Case and a great career.
Yeah, there's a college hoop show I like to watch every day. It's – got Doug Gottlieb and Jeff Goodman. They're a couple of college basketball pros. And they just were doing an interview with Danny Sprinkle, the coach from Utah State, this morning. So yeah, Case is going to a good program. He's in good hands there at Utah State for sure.
As long as Sprinkle doesn't leave for Oklahoma or UW, but yeah.
No, he's not. I don't think he just got there. I mean, he's only been there a year, but we'll see. Your first team has from Lapway, Elias Yearout. Tyson Charlie from Lakeside, great sophomore, best hair of the tournament by far at the 1A D1 tourney. Dave Clute from Kamei, Jackson Vowels from Potlatch, who I finally got to see play basketball for the first time. I got to see him pitch last year at the state baseball tournament. I'd never seen him play basketball. What a joy that was to watch. Basically a double-double throughout the whole tournament. And then a couple 1A D2 guys, Nathan Twite from Kendrick and Ty Geckner from Highland. Went under the radar, but Kendrick, got to the championship game, fell short against a Camas County team. Kendrick nearly pulled off the football, girls basketball, boys basketball sweep of state titles.
Yeah, the trifecta. They nearly got there and fell just short. I mean, Camas County played lights out in that championship game, so I mean, my hats are off to the Mushers in that one. But, still doesn't take away from the great season that Kendrick boys team had. And, you know, I know the record wasn't, 24-0 to end the year. It was, you know, they had some blemishes on the record, but you look at the teams that they lost to, it was like, you know, 5A teams and, you know, 4A teams from the state of Oregon and stuff like that. I mean, that, you know, who cares? I mean, like, you had a great season. But, you know, some players that stuck out. I mean, Ty Geckner, not a lot of people talk about him from Highland, but he's got a lot of game. I mean, he's averaging 17.9 points per game. He can play. And that's the thing. He's kind of on a team that's in a, you know, kind of out in anonymity, like he's just operating out there, but a really nice player, Dave Clue at Kamei, a team that I would have loved to have seen in the state tournament because North Idaho would have gone 1-2-3-4. I really look at that and I'm like, there's no way that, you know, North Idaho doesn't get the clean sweep there. You know, with 1A D1 basketball, but you know, that's obviously not how things shook up this year, but Tyson Charlie at Lakeside had a great season too. And Nathan Twite's going to be the player to watch as you look like in the future career arc here. Nathan's game is so dynamic. He can absolutely elevate. You talk about a dunk highlight machine. This kid throws down on a moment's notice and he's going to be a player to watch. He's only a sophomore for the Tigers. And he's going to be a force to be reckoned with moving forward.
Yep. And we've heard that Tim Silflo isn't going to be coaching the Kendrick boys anymore. I don't understand what happened there. I don't necessarily, I'm not sure what happened. And,
I'm too close to it to make a comment.
I mean, I'm not as close as you are. I will say that good luck. Grass is greener syndrome. You had a great coach in place already. And so good luck.
You know, I'll just say this. I'm still a huge fan of the kids and the team and the program and everything that's down there. The people are phenomenal. They're amazing. They treat us wonderful. You know, they're going to be okay next year. They're still going to be great. But Tim was a phenomenal coach. I mean, what more do you want? A runner up in a state championship in back-to-back years. And so, you know, obviously things happen down there and don't work out to your, you know, expectation. But that's where I'm going to end my commenting.
Yes. All right. Second team, and then we'll get out of here. From the 1A D1 ranks, Seamus Wilson from Logos, Liam Hendricks from Lakeside, Brutus Sijon from Lakeside, Everett Lovell from Potlatch, and then 1A D2, Parakendrick Tigers, Hunter Taylor, and Ty Kep.
Yeah. Seamus Wilson, you know, on a team that realistically, pretty good team. I mean, in 1A D1 ranks, they're right up there. I think Max Preps rankings, they were in the top 8 or 9 at the end of the year. But Liam Hendricks, great job for Lakeside. You talk about, you know, a couple back-to-back years of just phenomenal basketball Lakeside's had. I mean, they clipped Lapway last year, losing this year in the title game. But him and Brutus Sijon in the backcourt, you know, tandem that's just a force to be reckoned with. Thinking both of them can light it up on any given night. Hunter Taylor's a player that, I think he was in second team all conference selection, and I don't know how, but I watched him in that St. Mary's game where he hit his first 6 3-point attempts in a row. And then he missed like one, and then he went off for another two, and I think he scored like 22 in the game that we had against St. Mary's. It was just bonkers what he was able to do. And just a great job by Hunter, and he's going to be back next year for Kendrick as well. I believe, I don't think, was he a senior? He may be a senior. He's a senior. You're right. Cause I'm trying to get my head around who's leaving. And I know that it's him, Ty, Clement Hagen, and some other kids that are on that team. But and then Ty, you talk about Ty Kep and just what he's meant to athletics for small school. He's been such a great team player on some insanely good teams. And he had a great tournament this year in basketball. And it was something I think everybody was looking at Nathan Twite, and who had a great tournament too, but Ty played his tail off, and you could throw him on the best player on any team and he was going to give you a maximum effort every night. And you know, that's just a kid that works insanely hard, and he's very deserving of all the accolades. And you know, I still say it to any college coach recruiting out there for football, that's as good of a quarterback as you're going to get at any level, as far as a kid that's got the cerebral aspect but also the talent and the effort aspect too. He can play anywhere, and that's just, you know, I'll stand on that one, not just because I like the kid. He's a good kid, but he's a great player and athlete too. And then Everett Lovell, Potlatch. Potlatch is a team that I'm like, man, it's a toss-up in that Lakeside-Potlatch game, like, is how that was going to shake out. And you talk about a cool, you know, thing that I would love to see, like a North Idaho showcase where you get like a night, like back-to-back nights, you take four of the best teams in North Idaho and just draw a school out of the hat and let them play. I mean, I would love to see Potlatch and Lakeside happen every year. I would love to see that game. They're 26 miles apart from each other and they don't play in the same conference. You know, that's how it works. But that was a fun game, fun season for that Loggers team, and a great finish getting the win in the third place game.
Yep. It was really fun. I got to broadcast the 1A D1 tournament. So it was a lot of fun. And hey, here's the guy I called the tournament with, Joel Richardson. Shout out to Lapway's Chris Bonney. He seemed to be the glue for that insanely good Lapway team. He did everything right. It seemed to be in the right place every time, high or low. I've said this, you know, all those Lapway kids are great. I've interviewed Case Why Not. I've interviewed Elias year out. Chris Bonney is still my favorite because the dude just does whatever it takes.
He is, and he's like, man, he's always there too. It seems like he's always in the right spot at the right time. He's not going to wow you with athleticism. He just does his job and he does it so well. Like he doesn't play outside of who he is and what he's been blessed with. He just excels with what he's got. And he's just a fun kid, man. And I know his girlfriend's family really well. And like they just sing their praises of him and how good of a kid he is and how hard he works. And so wish him nothing but the best. He's a great kid.
Yep. Joel says, whatever it takes. Loved his game, man. Yeah, it was awesome for sure. All right. Well, before we wrap up here, Ryan, next week we'll be into spring sports proper. We did have in the chat a little while ago, Megan asked, any info on the North Idaho Hall of Fame dinner? I was looking. It looks like it's going to be on April 6th at the Coeur d'Alene Resort.
Correct. There is a website. I know that they did an article in the Coeur d'Alene Press about it. I believe it was this week or last week. So if you need more info, I know you can also contact Bert Salberg, but there is a email address that was in that Coeur d'Alene Press article that you can email for more information as well.
Yes, if you go to nihof.org, that's the North Idaho Hall of Fame.org, you can get all the details there. But April 6th at the Coeur d'Alene Resort, a great yearly tradition. And so, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Another great yearly tradition, Ryan, is the statewide all-star basketball games coming to North Idaho College this Saturday on idahosports.com. This year, we changed the format up a little bit. It used to be Team Metro versus Team Region, which was basically Boise versus everybody else. This year, we decided, hey, here's the list of players. Let's have the coaches draft them. And so,
oh, that's awesome. I love it.
And then local businesses have sponsored each team. So Nicole Simmons from Coeur d'Alene is coaching one of the girls' teams. Todd Barber from Rigby is coaching the other. So we get the rematch there between those two. They, of course, Rigby and Coeur d'Alene played each other at the Tarkanian Classic earlier this year. And then on the boys' side, Dave Austin from Hillcrest is coaching one of the teams. And coaching on the other side will be Dan Waldeck from Coal Valley Christian. But if you want all the info and the rosters and who's playing and broadcast details, it's all right at the top of the homepage at idahosports.com. But we will have those games for you, the dunk contest, the three-point shootout, all of that great stuff Saturday on idahosports.com.
From Christensen Gymnasium at North Idaho College.
Yes, that's right. So it's going to be a lot of fun. That'll be kind of our last look back to basketball season. And then next week, we'll get into spring sports, talk about what's happening in track and baseball and softball and tennis and golf, right? Can't forget about those Kellogg's Honors Ferry golfers in the spring, right?
That's right, yeah. Aries? You know, yeah. Nothing says spring like rainouts.
Yes.
I think we've had a couple already.
Already tons of postponements statewide, which is just business as usual for sure.
But we did see baseball last week, so this last weekend. So, yeah, there's a lot to talk about and a lot coming forward. And could be an exciting track season, too, in North Idaho. So lots to discuss.
For sure. No more postponements here on the North Idaho Prepcast. We'll be back every week breaking down the biggest stories in District 1 and 2 athletics week in, week out. For Ryan Skaggs, I'm Brandon Bainey. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll see you back here next week for another edition of the North Idaho Prepcast on idahosports.com.